Father, as we have looked at your word this morning and what you've given me to bring, may it be cemented into our hearts, the importance of your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. From Jeremiah, we read this morning, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the kingdoms of Israel and Judah with the offspring of people and animals. Just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down, and to overthrow, destroy, and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord." Now, this morning I'm using notes, and the reason will become obvious. How many of you know Benjamin Netanyahu, or know of him? Good. This is a recent statement from Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Netanyahu said, "Only 70 years ago, the Jews were taken to slaughter like sheep. 60 years ago, no country, no army. Seven Arab countries declared war on the small Jewish state only a few hours after its creation. We were 650,000 Jews against the many millions in the Arab world. There was no strong Israeli defense force, no powerful air force to save us, but only brave Jewish people with nowhere to go. Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Jordan, Egypt, Libya, Saudi Arabia, all attacked at the same time. The country that the United Nations gave us was a 65% desert. 35 years ago, we fought the three most powerful armies in the Middle East, and we swept them in 6 days. We fought against various coalitions of Arab countries, which had modern armies and many Soviet weapons. We have always beaten them. Today we have a state, an army, a powerful air force, a state-of-the-art economy with exports worth billions of dollars. Intel, Microsoft, IBM and many high-tech companies develop cutting-edge products in Israel. Our doctors receive awards for medical research. We make the desert bloom and sell oranges, flowers and vegetables all over the world. Israel has sent its own satellites into space. We are proud to be at the same rank as the United States, which has 250 million inhabitants, Russia, which has 300 million inhabitants, China, which has 1.3 billion inhabitants, Europeans, France, Great Britain, Germany, with 350 million inhabitants. The only countries in the world to send objects into space, and say that only 60 years ago we were led, ashamed and hopeless, to slaughter. We have experienced the smoking ruins of Europe. We have won our wars here in Israel with less than nothing. We built our little empire from nothing. Who's Hamas to scare me, to terrify me, to make me laugh? Passover was celebrated. Let's not forget what Passover is. We survived Pharaoh. We survived the Greeks. We survived the Romans. We survived the Inquisition in Spain. We have the pogroms in Russia. We survived Hitler. We survived the Germans. We survived the Holocaust. We survived the armies of seven Arab countries. We survived Saddam. We will survive the enemies present. Think of any time in human history. Think about it. For us, the Jewish people, the situation has never been better. Then let's face the world. Let us remember all nations, empires or cultures who once tried to destroy us no longer exist today while we still live. Egypt, Babylon, the Greeks, Alexander of Macedonia, the Romans. Does anyone still speak Latin these days? The Third Reich. And look at us, the slaves of Egypt, the people of Moses, the nation of the Bible. We are still here. And Hebrew is still the official language of the state of Israel today. From the time of the Bible and now. Arabs don't know yet, but they will learn that there is a God. As long as we keep our identity, we are forever. So forgive us for not worrying, not to cry, not to be afraid. Things are fine here. They could certainly get better. However, don't believe the media. They don't tell you a lot of good things about Israel. Celebrations continue to take place in Israel. People continue to live. People keep coming out. People continue to see friends. Some claim our morale is low. So what? Only because we mourn our deaths while our enemies rejoice. The bloodshed and war, that is why we will win in the end. The God of Israel created the heavens and the earth. The guardian of Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a very powerful testimony from a man, isn't it? Israel, that started as a desert. When it was created by the United Nations, in the modern Israel, it was nothing. But look what God has made it. God always brings his word to fulfillment. If you want to know the history of the future, get to know God's word. Because God inhabits his word to bring it to pass. Father, we thank you for this. And may you encourage us to know your word, to see truth in your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.